Everyone knows we drink four cups of wine on Pesach. But there's a Gemara that alludes to this concept of a fifth cup, which is very, very mysterious. It's not the Kos Shel Eliyahu. Kos Shel Eliyahu is a different thing. We'll say that Kos Shel Eliyahu is maybe related to it. But there's something, there's some secret fifth cup that we need to explore. Tana Rabba, the Gemara Pesachim says, Revi Gomer Alav Sahalo. We know we first make Kiddush on the first cup, and then we say the Haggadah on the second cup, the third cup is for benching. What do we do with the fourth cup? Says the Gemara, very simple and straight Gemara Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches, Revi Gomer Alav Sahalo, the Omer Hal Haggadah, Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. Okay? Fourth cup you use for Hallel. You say Hal HaGadol. What's Hal HaGadol?
Full.
No? Hal HaGadol is a term we use for Hodil Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lom Chasta. That parak of Tehillim. That ends Ki Lom Chasta. 26 lines of Ki Lom Chasta. So that's what we call Hal HaGadol. Okay? So that we say, Gomer Alav is HaHalel. We finish saying Hal. When did we start saying Hal? At the end of Magid. Right? We said Magid, then we had the meal, and then we finished Hallel in the part of the Haggadah called Hallel. And we had additional things, Nishmas, and Hodul Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lom Chasta, and other praises of HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, so on the fourth cup, we finish reciting Hallel, and we say Hallel Haggadah. Good? Now, look at Rashi, source number two. Hachi Garsina, Rashi says, make sure that your Gemara has the Girsa, Revi'i Gomer Alav Esahalel, the Omer Alav Hal Haggadah. The Rashbam in Pesachim says the same thing. Hachi Garsina, Tanu Rabbanan, Revi'i Gomer Alav Esahal. Make sure that your Gemara says that on the fourth cup of wine, you finish saying Hal. Okay, well that's what we do. And there are many, many reasons for four cups of wine on Pesach. I've seen as many as 20 different reasons why we have four cups of wine. You know some of the classic ones. Right, can I get the four of the Shonos of Gula? Can I get the four different Gezeros of Paro? Can I get the four times it mentions the word Kos in Parshas Vayeshev, like the Talmud Yerushalmi says? Can I get the four exiles of Jewish history? Can I get the four tzitzis that a person has? There's many, many explanations that are given in Chazal and different Sfar. Some say it's, can I get, you take a quarter of a revius of Yain Chai, which means undiluted wine, and then you pour three more parts into it. So can I get the way that you have to prepare the wine? We have four cups of wine. There's all sorts of very interesting explanations for why we have four cups of wine. The Svarim even point out that the gematria of Kos Yain, the gematria of Kos Yain, Kos is gematria 86, Yain is gematria 70, so that's 156. If you take 156 times 4, because we have 4 cups of wine, 4 times Kos Yain, the Svarim say, is gematria Cheirus. Because that's how we achieve Cheirus in the night. The 4 cups of wine bring us to a state of Cheirus, 624. How many matzahs do we have? 3. Normally 3. Right? Normally we have 3 matzahs. Matzah is called Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni times 3 is gematria Cheirus. Because that's also how we achieve Cheirus on the Seder night. So that's the avoda of the 4 cups of wine. But what do we see from Rashi and Rashbam? No, Rabosai, what do we see from Rashi and Rashbam? The fact that Rashi and Rashbam say what? Make sure your Gemara has what girsa? On the 4th cup of wine, you finish saying Hallel and you recite Hallel HaGadol. What's it mashma? The fact that Rashi even needs to tell us that, it implies that what? There must be another girsa, there must be another text of the Gemara that's out there. So what is that other text? So if you look at Rabbeinu Hananel, source number 4, Rabbeinu Hananel says, and this is exactly how it's printed in your Gemaras, the standard Gemara, it says, Tana Rabbanan, Chamishi, in parentheses, and then you can see it's been changed to Revi, Omer Alav Hal HaGadol Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. So I once saw in the writings of Rabbi Nachum Mendel Kasher, he says that whoever was editing the Gemara, when Rabbeinu Hananel was being printed in the Vilna Shas, they apparently thought that this was a mistake. They must have seen an early edition of Rabbeinu Hananel that said on the fifth cup of wine, they looked in Rashi, they looked in Rashbam, and they changed it. Now they didn't have the confidence to take out the word Chamishi completely, but they changed it, right? Usually the brackets is the recommended girsa over the parentheses. So therefore, whoever was editing the Gemara changed Rabbeinu Hananel's commentary from Chamishi to Revi, as if to say that Revi is the Iker Girsa. Now that's not so pashut that Revi is the Iker Girsa. Yeah, David, what do I say?
Didn't ask anyone? I mean, I assume whoever edited
it. They asked Rashi and Rashbam, who said Halki Garcina. They looked at Rashi and Rashbam, who said that the correct Yirsa is make sure Halki Garcina, make sure Gemara says on the fourth cup of wine. Okay? Now we're going to say, I know it sounds like a very technical discussion so far, but we're going to see wonders of the Torah today in the next 20 minutes. Mirtz Hashem. Okay, so now where did Rabbeinu Chananel get this idea of the fifth cup of wine? Does anyone else have such a thing? So the truth is, there's an important sefer called the Dikduke Sofer, which brings from many Ksavia, from many early manuscript editions of the Gemara, and corrects many mistakes that crept into our Gemaras. So even though many Rishonim say, make sure your Gemara says on the fourth cup of wine, if you look at the Dikduke Sofer, he brings from various Ksavia, that really many ancient manuscripts of the Gemara said on the fifth cup of wine. You finish saying Hala, Hagadol Divrei Bitarfa. There are manuscripts here in New York at JTS, at the Jewish Theological Seminary. They have some ancient manuscripts. They have Gemaras from Yemen. They have early editions of the Gemaras that were printed in Egypt and Mitzrayim, right? And in those editions of the Gemara, they also say on the fifth cup of wine. If you look at some of the Rishonim, you do find this. If you look in the Rif in source number 5, the Rif says Chamishi over Olav Hal Hagadol Divrei Bitarfa. And in the Rush as well, he mentions Tanur Rabbanan Kos Chamishi over Lav Halagado Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. So what's the story with this fifth cup? What is the story? How does one use the fifth cup if one needs to use the fifth cup, if one wants to use the fifth cup? Is this the way that we're supposed to be for everyone? And the Minhag became based on those Rishonim who said that the correct Girsa is the fourth cup. What's the story here with this with these two different Girsas? So, if you look at the Hagos Maimonios on the Rambam, it's source number 7. He brings from the Seder Rav Amram Gon. Rav Amram Gon, there are other Rishonim who bring this idea as well, says as follows: Lashon Ravya, source number 7. Uve Seder Rav Amram Kasav Sheim Ratzel Limzo Kos Chamishi. Now, look at his Lashon. If you want to have a fifth cup, so it sounds already, four cups is a chiyuv. The fifth cup is optional. If for some reason you want to drink a fifth cup of wine, here is how you do it on Pesach. Ready for this? Kigod. Sheyesham zokin o chole shetzarech lishtos. Now usually it's the opposite. Usually a person who's a chole has a hard time getting the four cups of wine. Or a zokin, right? Grandma is usually out by the third cup of wine. Okay, so what do you mean if you have a chole or a zokin? Sometimes an older person actually enjoys wine. Very much, even more so than a younger person. And sometimes, a chole is told by his doctor, you need to drink X amount of red wine, it's good for your heart, you have a heart condition. Right? So there are situations where a chole or a zakin, in fact, medically, the doctors recommend that you should be drinking 5 cups of wine every night. Okay, so now it's the Seder night. So I shouldn't just drink the wine for the sake of drinking wine, I should try to incorporate it into the Seder. If for some reason you need or want to drink a fifth cup, says Rabbi Tarfon, as explained here by Rabbi Amram Gon, Lo Yomer Halagadol V'Nishmas Al Kos Revi'i. Don't say the entire Halel on the fourth cup, rather divide it up. We don't want you drinking a cup of wine on Pesach without some kavana, without some shavach to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, what should you do? Kos Revi'i Yishta Achar Gemar Halel HaMitzri V'Chasimasa. Drink the fourth cup after you finish Halel HaMitzri. What's Halel HaMitzri? You guys got out on the Halal Gadol question, so you're going to get the Halal Mitzri question right. Halal Mitzri means the regular Halal. Okay? So when we finish saying the regular Halal, then you drink the fourth cup. Valkos Chamishi Omer Halal Gadol. And then you conclude your Halalucha, and you add all the other additional piyutim that we say at the end of the Haggadah. This way, the fifth cup also has some spiritual qualities to it. Shekach Amru Chachamim Chamishi Omer Alav Halal Gadol Div Rebbe Tarfon. So Rebbe Tarfon is really telling us, according to these Rishonim, who have the girsa of a fifth cup, what Rebbe Tarfon is really telling us is that normally there's a chiyuv to drink four cups. If you are a chola or a zakin, and you want to drink a fifth cup, or you need for your medical health to drink a fifth cup, here's how to do it. Divide up the halal, finish the regular halal in the fourth cup, and then say the additional praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the fifth cup. Okay? And he concludes, the Hagos Maimonios in source 7 concludes, the Chayin Amar of Shalom Gon, Arba Kotzos Chova, the Chamishi Rishos, Shem Ratza Omer Alav Halal Gadol Rishos. If you want to use a fifth cup, here's how to do it. Good? So according to this approach in the Rishonim, the fifth cup is really designated for those individuals such as a Zakin or a Cholet. The Rambam, in source number 8, has a slightly different presentation. And from the Rambam, it almost sounds like every Jew should aspire to drink 5 cups. It's not a chiyuv, but it sounds, the Rambam's lashon is very vague. He describes again when we drink the 3rd cup, we prepare the 4th cup, and then he uses a strange lashon. The Rambam says, where it's bolded, in source 8, V'yesh lo limzo kos chamishi. What does yesh lo mean? Can, you should, you must. The yesh lo, one should pour, dilute, a fifth cup. The lomer alav hala gadol. V'hu mehodu l'Hashem ki tov ad al naros mavel. The kosa in a chova, kamo arba kosos. It's not an absolute obligation. Rather, yesh lo limur as a hal b'chol makom shiirtza afal pisha in a makom su. That's a separate point. You can say the hal wherever you want. You don't have to say the hal at the table. But what exactly is this fifth cup? What's the Rambam describing here? Yesh lo. A person should, he can, if he has a ratzon to do so. Yesh lo is gematria ratzon. If you desire to do so. If yesh lo, yesh is gematria 310, lo is 36. 346 is gematria ratzon. So you should, it's optional. It's recommended. What's the Rambam saying? You should do this, you can do this. He doesn't qualify it like these other Rishonim, that it's only for a chola or a zakin. So what's the pshat with this, again, secret fifth cup that the Rishonim are trying to figure out? What's the nature of the fifth cup? And do we in fact have such a girsa? It's a little bit suspect if there is such a girsa. Some, again, kisfayad have such a girsa, some Rishonim have such a girsa. Shulchan Aruch does not bring it at all as a chiyuv to drink a fifth cup. The Rambam's alluding to it. And Rabbi Amram goes to say it's really only for someone who's a zakin or a chola. What's the story with the secret fifth cup? Yes.
The Rambam saying with a bracha or without a bracha?
Would you make a separate hagafen?
Yeah.
Well, that's a loaded question, because by Svarim it's already a big question whether or not you're going to make brachos on, right? Those of us who have the Ashkenazi practice are making a lot of hagafens on this night, which requires a bit of explanation. Rav Schachter actually talks about that in one of his Svarim that connects it to the brachos that we make on Kedushin and Nesuin by a wedding, which is also strange. We make hagafens sort of back to back. I try to break it up a little bit. We said with the ksuba, right? But it's a little bit strange, all the additional brachos. So whether or not you make a hagafen is a good question. But even as far as trying to get to this fifth cup, what's the story? So let's try to explain a pnimius haTorah based on Chassidus. Perhaps, what is the secret of the fifth cup? So to understand the secret of the fifth cup, you need to know a story that the Bnei Yisrael brings in source number 9. In the Agra de Pirka, no doubt, the Bnei Yisrael brings a very strange maisa. He says that one time, Rav Menachem Mendel of Premishlan was traveling with some of his chassidim, and the following thing happened. Maisa shahaya kachaya, the second line. Shai yoshim v'mesiba besudam. Rav Menachem Mendel of Premishlan was sitting with some of his talmidim, his chassidim, and he ordered a couple rounds of beer. He took out a coin that was worth four pshutim, let's say $4, just to make it simple to tell the story. Okay, so he took out $4. The amount, let's assume it was $1 for every bottle of beer. So $4 gets you 4 bottles of beer. He's ordering for the chevra. V'amar l'misharis, and he said to his gabbai, his shamish, he said to him, "Shiavi ba'al chamisha pshutim. Get me $5 worth of beer." Rebbe, you only gave me $4. I can't get you $4 for $5 worth of beer for $4. Hamisharis lo yisbonim b'matneya. The Misharis wasn't counting the money carefully, so he goes over to the bartender, to the innkeeper. By his sober shehi shahei pshutim, he puts the money down on the counter and he says, "I'd like to purchase 5 rounds of beer." Uve'ez bo la mocher. So when the Mishareis arrived at the seller, he did the mocher. The mocher counted the money, and he said, "Sorry, sir, he gave a matbeah rak dalab shutin. You only got $4 here. I can't get you $5 of beer for $4." So the Mishareis went back to Menachem Mendel. Chazar hashliach amar la rab, how about that? You rak dalab shutin. You only gave me 4. Rabbi, if you want 5, I need 5. The rab he schil the rib mashliach. So the Rebbe started to get agitated, and he said, "Hey, pshutin tzricha lios. You need 5? The shliach is akish. The shliach was being stumbled. I don't know what to tell you, Rebbe. And he gied adar l'merivas. They got into a big machlokas about this. Al shetamidei harav ramzu la shliach mesharis sheyodel l'divrei harav. The chassidim said the Rebbe must be up to something here. What's he putting up this fight? Just give another dollar. So the chassidim said, "Listen, go tell the bartender, the beer seller, that just tell the rabbi you're going to give him 5 portions for the price of 4. And then we'll pay you separately. We'll pick up the tab. Just make the rabbi happy. Let him know that he got 4 for 5. He got 5 for 4. Okay? Ki yaviru ki lo lechinam. The chayin also ha-shliach, so the shliach went back. V'amar, yeh kedivrei adoni. So he said, okay, fine. Came back to the rabbi, said, rabbi, you got a deal? Oz amar rabbi tefila, v'amar b'zeh ha-lashon. So then, Rabbi Nachman ended up from Islam. We saw that he got 5. For the price of 4, he was filled with great joy. He stood up and he said, halavai, the whole world should know. As inferior is in finfer. Perish, sha'ar ba'im chamish. If only the whole world knew that 4 was really 5. If only that everyone in the world knew that 4 was really 5. Ad kan, the story, Zat Shamati, says the Bnei Sastar, this is the story that I heard. What does it mean? So the Bnei Sastar goes on to explain it based on a piece of the Zohar. But I want to tell you what I think the pshat is, and I think this Maisa is the secret to the Machlokas, 4 cups or 5 cups. The Girsos that the Rishonim were dealing with, the Pnimius HaTorah, the secret of the 5th cup, is totally wrapped up in this story. That Halavai, the whole world should recognize 4 for 5. What's the pshat? So it's interesting. There are many things in the world that superficially, at first glance, if you look at them, they seem to exist in 4 dimensions. But if you look deeply, if you look the way that Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Premishlan wants us to look, you'll see that in fact, what? There's a 5th dimension. Let me give you 3 examples. Okay? 3 examples. Example number 1. We talk about the natural world being made up of 4 basic things. Right? There's domain, there's inanimate objects, there's tzomeach, there's plant life, there's chai, animal life, and then there's medaber, there's human beings. That's everything. Everything is either a rock, an inanimate object, a plant, an animal, or people. No, that covers everything. The pashas is, yes, that does cover everything. But the Kuzari reveals to us that there's really a 5th dimension. The Kuzari writes in source number 10, Ayesodos niyu, kedei sheyotzu mehem hamotzoi, v'achar kach hatzomeach, v'achar kach hachai. He says, first there's the Yesodos, there's the minerals, then there's plant life, then there's animal life, v'achar kach ha'odam, then there's human beings. But the Kuzari then says, very famously, V'achar kach segula sa'adam. Take a look, source number 10. V'achar kach segula sa'adam. But then, beyond the 4th dimension, there's a type of human being that's a different type of human being. A Jew. V'kol niyeh ba'avur ha'segula hi. And everything that exists in the world is really to service this 5th dimension. A Jew is created with a chelek elokam imam. Goyim are also created with tzal elokim. But a Jew is created entirely different. There's something internally, he looks like the same as the 4th dimension. He looks like he's the same as Medaber, as Adam. But really, there's something more to him. There's a 5th hidden dimension. Halavai, the whole world should recognize that when it looks like 4, there's really 5. Example number 2. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Hashem's most basic name, is Yudkei Vavkei. How many times does Yudkei Vavkei appear in the Torah? I'll keep asking it until someone remembers it one day. I haven't said it that many times this year. How many times? 1820. 1,820 times Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei, appears in the Torah. Okay? How many letters are in Hashem's name? Yudkei Vavkei. 4. 4 letters. Says the Gemara in Menachos, the source number 11. Shtei parshios shem mezuzah ma'ak lozoza. The 2 portions that are written in the mezuzah are ma'akei one another. And even one little bit is ma'akif. Every little piece of the mezuzah, every little letter of those parshas is ma'akif. Says the Gemara, Pshita. Of course, if you're missing a letter, then the word is not complete, then the mezuzah is possible. Of course, that's true. Av Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo Nitzrocha El Lakutza Shel Yod. What is the Gemara? What's the Chiddush the Gemara is coming to say? That if you're missing a Kutza Shel Yod, remember this year? We shared this. We did this year last year, I think, actually. We had a little session in the base. I think you were there, Yoni. Most of the guys here weren't there at the time. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo Nitzrocha El Lakutza Shel Yod. It comes to teach us that even the point on top of the Yod is Ma'akif. That if you write a mezuzah, and it looks like a great mezuzah, every single letter is accounted for. But one little crown on top of the yud, the way that the yud is drawn,
yeah, in a sefer Torah or in a mezuzah, oh, sorry, I can't do this in front of the sea, he's going to say, that's not what he is. The yud has a little point.
The yud has a little point on top. If that little point, that crown, that kutz, the coat, the thorn, on top of the yud is missing, then what? Then the mitzvah is possible. So hold on, let's go back to the Gemara now for a second. The Gemara said that shtei parshas mezuzah ma'akiv on another. And then it said, it comes to teach us that even a single letter is ma'akiv. And then it says, the kutz shel yud is ma'akiv. So is the kutz shel yud a separate letter? Is its own thing? It's as if the word itself is incomplete. So you look at Hashem's name, you see Yud Kei Vav Kei, you see four letters. But really there's a fifth dimension to Hashem's name. There's a point on top of the Yud that almost counts independently, right, from the four letters of Shem Hashem. It's its own entity. Again, like Rav Nachman Mendel Premishlan said, Halavai, you should be able to see a fifth, but it only looks like four. Halavai, you should recognize that there's always a fifth dimension. Okay, I'll give you a third example. A third example is when we talk about Golus. How many exiles have there been in Jewish history? We normally talk about four exiles. Right? That's what the Medrash says. The Medrash says in source number 12, that Rishon ben Lakish Pasar cried to Golios, when the Torah, at the beginning of the Torah, describes the emptiness of the world. The Medrash says, at the beginning of Bereishis Rabbah, this refers to the exiles. Va'aretz ha'isasova bohu zegolus bavel, bohu zegolus madai, choshech is golus yavan, apreitahom zegolus mamlechas harusha. That refers to golus edom, she'in lehem cheker k'mo tahom. So again, tohu bavel, bohu madai, choshech yavan, Hanukkah. Malchus harusha, edom is tahom. It seems like a bottomless pit, just like the bottomless depths of the ocean, the Tahoe. Okay, so four exiles in Jewish history. What's very noticeably missing here?
Mitzrayim.
The root of all exile. What we spent the first part of today talking about. Right? The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram there's going to be an exile which will emerge from, which sets the tone for all of Jewish experience in Golus and Geula, is Mitzrayim. So where's Mitzrayim here? Where is Mitzrayim? Why are we always talking about four exiles? Why are we never counting Mitzrayim as part of the Golios? And the answer is, like Menachem Mendel Premishlan told us, because there's always a fifth dimension. There's four that we talk about openly, but there's a fifth dimension. And that's why the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, a few parshios later, a few chapters later in Bereishis Rabbah, source 13, Amar Rav Yosi Bar Rabbi Tachlifa, Kol HaMalchios Nikru Al Shem Mitzrayim. All of the exiles are in fact called Mitzrayim, Al Shem Jehim Matziros LeYisrael, because every Golus, right, is rooted in the concept of a Meitzar, of a Jew feeling oppressed, of feeling trapped. That's what the word Meitzar means. So really, Mitzrayim is a common thread that runs through all of Golus, runs through all of Golus in history. So again, even though we talk about four exiles, there's really, of course, a very powerful and significant fifth dimension to Golus. That's why, if you look, interestingly, in source 14, the Gemara in Brachos tells us that really every Jew wants to do what's right. And when Rav Alexandri would finish davening Shmona Esrei, he would always say the following tefillah. Rav Alexandri basar the matzle amar hachi. Rav Alexandri would always say the following tefillah. Ribon ha'olamim, master of the universe, goloi v'yadua lefanecha, you know full well, Hashem, Sheretzono lasas mitzonecha, that I want to do your will, and that every Jew wants to do your will. What stops us from serving Hashem? Mima akev, seor shebi'isa, v'shibur malchus. What does that mean, seor shebi'isa? Rashi says, literally, the leaven in the dough. Right? Seor means the leaven in the isa, in the dough. Which Rashi says means the Yitzhara in my heart. V'shibur malchus. There's two things that stop me from serving you, Hashem. So, or Shebi Isa, the Yitzhara in my heart, and the fact that we're oppressed by the nations of the world. Right? But you could also say that So, or Shebi Isa is Meramis to what? Is Meramis to Mitzrayim. How can you say So, or Shebi Isa, the leaven in the dough, and not think of Mitzrayim? So, really, Hashem, what's asking from serving you? The four exiles of Jewish history, but something else. Something that kind of hovers over the whole thing. And that is the So, or Shebi Isa, that fifth dimension of Mitzrayim. So, we spoke about, again, three examples of a fifth dimension. We said that there are really four things that make up all of the existence in the world. Domein, Somea, Chai, Medaber. But there's really a fifth dimension, what? The Jewish people. We spoke about four letters of Hashem's name, but there's really a fifth dimension, what? The point on top of the Yud. We spoke about four exiles in Jewish history, but there's really a fifth dimension, Mitzrayim, which again, encompasses all of the Golus and Geula experience. Yes?
Mitzrayim was between us.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Okay? Now, to answer Neil's question, let's see. All the fifth dimensions come together. What Neil just asked was, so does this mean that Mitzrayim is connected to Kutzal Shoyud? Meaning, do the fifth dimensions line up? Does the Jewish people, specifically the Kutzal Shoyud, line up with Mitzrayim? The highest point in Shem Hashem, does it line up with the root of all gods? And the answer is absolutely yes. Yes, it's the starting point. That's correct. It's 100% accurate what you're saying, and I'll prove it to you. I have a sefer at home called Nefesh Chai. Now, I'm sure many of us have the sefer Nefesh HaChayim from Rav Chaim Palashner, but there's also a sefer called Nefesh Chaim from Rav Chaim Palashner, the great Sfaradi Chacham. It's written, it's a sefer that's arranged, it's like an encyclopedic work of sorts, and it's arranged alphabetically. So under his entries for the letter Dalet, he has an entry Dalet Tzadi Ches Mem, which stands for Domeim Someach Chai Medabo. Right? Inanimate objects, plant life, animals, people. So look what he writes. Arbi Yisodos Eilu Heim Neged Shem Avaya Baruch Hu. He says these four different parts of the world line up with the four parts of Hashem's name. Domeim, working from the bottom up. Inanimate objects is the latter hay of Hashem's name. Someach, I'm reading where it's bolded, who neged osvav. Chai, bilti medaber, animals who cannot speak, are connected the first hay of Hashem's name. Medaber, speaking, human beings, are connected the yud of Hashem's name. But what did we learn from the Kuzari? The Kuzari told us that Yisrael, the Jewish people, is really a madrega above the regular human speaking being. Right? So therefore the pashtus should be that according to this cheshvan, the yud, the point on top of the yud, of yud kei vav kei, going backwards again from bottom up, domim is the final hay, right? So meyaf is vav, animals are the first hay, human beings are the yud. It means that the Jewish people, Yisrael, which is that fifth dimension, should be connected to Kutzal Shoyud. Rav Chaim Palagi doesn't say so explicitly, but I think based on his arrangement, we could suggest such a thing. And I'll show you that it's absolutely true. Because if you look in the non-numbered source, right, Kutzal Shoyud is Gematria Yisrael. Kutzal Shoyud is Gematria, 541 Gematria Yisrael. Why? Because the Jewish people are connected at that point on top of the earth. That's my suggestion. That's what Chaim Palagi doesn't discuss Kutzal Shoyud. But it's a double question. Based on his arrangement, that Kutzal Shoyud must be connected to Jewish people, and I tested it out to see if it was true, and it holds up in the Torah Science Lab of Gematria. Kutzal Shoyud is Gematria Yisrael, so the Jewish people correspond to that point. So now we come to Neil's question, which okay, according to what we're saying, that means Mitzrayim, the fifth dimension, again in negativity, should align with the Kutzal Shoyud. Says the Bnei Yisrael in Source 16, V'nira dina yadua de galus harishon galus Mitzrayim hayekadavar sharshi l'chol dalet galios min dalet malchios. Mitzrayim, that somewhat hidden but somewhat very much revealed fifth dimension of galus, is the root of all future galios. Asher yechbidu ulam al Yisrael, who have oppressed the Jewish people and placed their yoke of burden upon the Jewish people. Kol echad min dalet malchios hayimenagi laos echad min hashem kiviyachol. Every galus corresponds to a different letter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Says the Bnei Yisrael, it's bolded, V'galus Mitzrayim Minagi L'Bechina El Yonahu Kutzal Shoyud. Mitzrayim corresponds to Kutzal Shoyud, the deepest part of a Jew. Shu Shorish L'Daladot Yisavaya Kenoda. As is well known, this is the deepest part, the hidden fifth dimension of Shem Hashem. V'zeu Sod, and this is the secret of what it says, Shtein Pasuk V'yakutsu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. It says that the Mitzrayim were disgusted by the Jewish people. But Vayakutsu hints to the fact that what? That Mitzrayim was targeting the coats, the point on top of the yod, Ve'avein, and understand this in a very deep way. If Cain, Begalas Mitzrayim, Hayukulim Kol Hadalet Golios, V'zeu Sod, Vayihi Vayamim Harabim. That's what it means when the Pasuk says it was during those many days that how Mitzrayim is described. As the Megala Mukos explains in Parshas Toldos, Rabim is Rashi Tevos, Romi, Bavel, Yavan, Madai. Because Mitzrayim encompasses all of the exiles of Jewish history. And therefore Mitzrayim dafka targets what? The Kutz Shalyut, the deepest part of the Jew, the Pintel Yeh, that fifth dimension. We know there are five parts of the soul also. The deepest part being the Yechida, the deepest dimension of the Jew. So you see that all of these secret fifth dimensions line up. Again, you have the fifth dimension within the world, which is the Jewish people. You have the fifth hidden dimension of Hashem's four-letter name, which is the point on top of the Yud. You have the fifth dimension of Golus, even though we only talk about Bavel, Paras u'Madai, Yavan and Edom. Really, there's a fifth dimension of Mitzrayim, and all of them go head-to-head in the struggles of Golus and Gula. Okay, so now we come back to the sugya that we started with, which is a simple Gemara Pesachim and a discussion in the Rishonim. Should I drink 4 cups of wine on Pesach? Should I have 5 cups of wine? What did we say? What do we explain? The truth is, there's one more 4, which is really 5 that we have to learn in order to come to the secret. And that is what the Das HaKedem of the Balei HaTosos bring. We know, again, very often, what we were taught as kids is why we drink 4 cups of wine on Pesach. Can I get the Dalet and the Lashonos of Gula? And there really are 4 Lashonos of Gula. But in a sense, there's a fifth hidden dimension, a fifth hidden Lashon of Gula. If you look in the Das HaKedem, it's verse 17, in Parshas Bo, the Balei HaTosos write, Dalet Kosos, can I get Dalet Gulos? Votziti vitzalti vigalti v'lakapti. The Kos Chamishi, Da'ainu Laman Ditzarech L'mishvei. The fifth cup, like we saw, for one who needs to drink such a cup, because he's a cholar, he's a zakein, who keneged v'hevesi. The fifth cup is keneged, the fifth lashon of geula, which is a longing for the final geula, v'hevesi. When Hashem says, I'll bring you into Eretz Yisrael for a geula shlema with a beis hamikdash. So now we start to understand. Why don't we drink the fifth cup? We don't drink the fifth cup yet because we don't have a geula shlema yet. Geulas Mitzrayim was not a complete geula. Geulas Mitzrayim was in fact a very incomplete geula. But there are those who are eligible for the fifth cup, as we saw from the Algoas Maimonides B'Shem Rav Amram book. Who is eligible to drink the fifth cup? A chola or a zakin. Why is a chola or a zakin eligible to drink the fifth cup? I'd like to suggest the following. Imagine a zakin. Let's talk about a zakin muflug. A person is 119 years old. Okay, their 120th birthday is coming up, and they're very happy that they were zochah to live to 120. We always bless each other. We should live to 120, but they know that their time is running out. What's the only thing that can save them? They're up against the clock. The only thing that can save them is geula. So this person desperately needs the fifth cup. They desperately need the geula shlema, because without the geula shlema, that's it. It's game over for them. The same thing is true for a chola. Rachmana Litzlan, you have a chola whose doctors say, that's it. There's nothing more we can do for you. There are no treatments for you. There's nothing. We've tried experimental medicine. Your time is up. The chola has only... There's only one thing that in a second can overturn the chola situation. And that is what? That's the geula shlema. So therefore, says Rav Amram Gon, a chola is eligible to drink the fifth cup. A zakein is eligible to drink the fifth cup. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam says yeshla. The Rambam made it sound like really every Jew should want to drink the fifth cup. And the answer is, of course every Jew should want to drink the fifth cup. I can't make it a chiyav. Hashem can't make it a chiyav, right? That we want the geula. It's a stira minei ubeh. Geula, by definition, is ani mamin. It's something that I want. Right? There's a million and one mashalim that express that idea. That Mashiach is dependent on our ratzon for the geula. That's why I told you, yeshla is gematria ratzon. To whatever degree you have a ratzon to drink the fifth cup, to that degree you'll be zochet to drink the fifth cup. But I think b'zman hazeh, this is really my tefillah on behalf of Klal Yisrael, for all of us, is that maybe we can bring together the two shittos. The Rav Amram Gon on the one end who's saying that a chola or a zakin is eligible to drink the fifth cup, and the Rambam who says that we should all want to drink the fifth cup. I think b'zman hazeh we could argue, for our own benefit, that every one of us is a chola, and every one of us is a zakin. We're all a zakin because we've been in Gullus for almost 2,000 years. So in that sense, right, we're very old. We've been very worn out by this Gullus. And furthermore, spiritually, Rachman al-Islam, you read the Siddurus, is very heavy on the Jewish people. So in that sense, we're all spiritually ill. And therefore, we can daven, we should hope, that when we come to Pesach this year, it means to show we should be zochet to actually drink from that fifth cup. Part of what Kosha Aliyah is. So the word tzaddikim, from Ishvitz and Radzin, who Dafka actually did drink the fifth cup, because they were said, what do you mean? We have to. The way to bring the geula is to demand the geula. The way to demand the geula is drink that fifth cup. We're not knowing to drink the fifth cup. What do we do? And this is where, again, the world of the fifth cup, as understood by Chazal and the Rishonim, starts to blur with our practice of Kosher Eliyahu. Kosher Eliyahu, so what's Pashup Pshat? Pashup Pshat is, there's a machlokas if you should have 4 cups or 5 cups. Right? Rashi and the Rashbam had the Girsa of 4 cups. Other Rishonim had the Girsa of 5 cups. We saw how some explain that. Because we're not quite sure what to do with this 5th cup, so we put a kos on the table. We call it Kosher Eliyahu. Eliyahu, who's responsible, Teiku, Tishbi, Yatari, Tkushos, Rabbayos. Eliyahu answers up all the questions. So when Eliyahu comes, he'll tell us, really, which Girsa is correct? 4 cups, 5 cups, but it's deeper than that. What we're really doing with the Kosher Eliyahu is a tefillah. We're saying, Hashem, we know we can't be docha the kings. We're not able to drink this cup until you allow us to drink the cup. But you should know we want the gula. We're ready for Eliyahu. We want Eliyahu and Navi to come and give us the shush to drink that 5th cup. We're ready for Mashiach. We're ready for gula. And that's why, if you look in the writings of Rav Noach Mindis, Rav Noach Mindis was a mechutim of the Vilna Gaon. He's buried right next to the Vilna Gaon. Their children were married. Rav Noach Mindis married off a child to one of the children of the Vilna Gaon. He has a sefer called Parparos L'Chachma in Source 18, and he writes, Ve'avesi, the lashon that we use for the 5th cup, Ve'avesi is Gematria Mashiach ben David. Because that's what the 5th cup's all about. And the Imre Noam, the Jukava, writes the same thing. Ve'avesi is Gematria Mashiach ben David. So we have to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, we're all Zakenim, we're all very old from the Golus, and we all feel a shtickle like cholim. We're all a little bit sick, spiritually sick. We're not sure how much more we can hang on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's our tefillah. When we place the Kosher Eliyahu on the table, we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be zocha, Emir Tzashem Bekarov, to be able to drink from that 5th cup with the revelation of Eliyahu Navi and Mashiach ben David Begamatri Vavesi. We should all be zocha to see it Bekarov Yameh Amen. Shkoyach.